Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immunutrition right here in Madison, Minnesota. Talk about your health and your diet and snacks and chickpeas and
jicama.
Gotta get that in there, jicama. Yeah. All that stuff. We learn a lot of stuff every week. Amber, good to have you back on the radio.
Good to be back here again.
All right, well, we're talking, we're thinking summer today.
We are.
It's not here yet, but it's coming.
We're going to will it.
Yeah, we want it to come.
We do.
And we want to be ready for it with some good snacks. And,
that's right.
And be prepared and with good nutrition. So, fill us in. How should we get, if summer ever comes, how do we get ready for it?
Yeah. Well, it's got to come eventually, right?
No. Not the way it's going.
Well, I hope it does. And summer tends to be a time that routine kind of goes out the window, right? We have lost that routine for kids anyway of going to school. Those of us who work, routine maybe kind of stays the same. But if we've got kids and they're staying home or we just don't have that same kind of, they go to school and have breakfast, they have lunch, they have an afternoon snack and dinner, or supper. Dinner's a very confusing word out here.
Right. I grew up with breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Yes.
Being morning, noon, and night. But a lot of people, it's lunch at noon,
yes.
Supper in the evening.
Or dinner in the evening.
Yeah,
yes.
So,
yes.
Whatever.
So whenever dinner is for you.
Or supper.
Or supper. That changes sometimes during the summer. So one of the things that I thought would be helpful is if we could talk a little bit about some of those snacks to keep on hand. Because anytime kids are home, weekends, and this really is applicable for weekends as well, weekends, summer, any snow days, anything like that, and the routine is out, they're constantly looking for snacks. So looking in the cupboards, looking in the fridge, looking anywhere they can find something to eat.
I'm that way.
Me too. I think any of us. Routine goes away and all of a sudden we're just kind of searching.
And I'm that way all year round.
And then back to the fridge to see if there's anything new from the last time you looked,
right? Right.
So having those things that are simple and convenient but nutrient dense. And that's where we lose a lot of our snacks, is in that nutrient dense category. So there's plenty of snacks out there that are convenient, our little prepackaged cake type things and candies and
Pringles,
all of our chips, all of that kind of stuff is so easy. We don't have to do anything to eat it, right? We just open the box and oftentimes people don't even pour it into a bowl. We just eat it right out of the can, out of the box, out of the container that it's in. And then we look and there's a whole cucumber sitting in the fridge, or there's a container of strawberries that haven't been washed or any of those types of things. And something has to be done with it in order for us to eat it. So we don't. And then we go to those more convenient options. So obviously fruits and veggies are best option. Nobody's going to be surprised that I recommend fruits and vegetables as
a snack,
right?
I'm not surprised at all. No, not at all.
But maybe we can talk about a few ways to make them actually get eaten. Because everybody listening has probably had produce go bad in their produce drawer or on their counter because they didn't have a plan for it or they didn't prepare it and other things were just easier. And produce goes bad relatively quickly. So instead of letting it all go bad, if you can prepare it at least a little bit right away when you get it, it's far more likely to be eaten. So you don't have to do that with things you're going to cook necessarily, although that can be a good strategy to make dinners or suppers go more quickly too. But let's say you get celery. Celery can be a great snack. Everybody likes ants on a log, right? Everybody except Kyle, he's listening, and celery is the one thing he will not eat. But if you have them pre-made, if you have a whole stock of celery sitting in there, nobody's going to do anything with that if they're looking in the fridge for a snack. But if you've got a little container that already has some cut-up celery with peanut butter smeared on it and a little cup of raisins or some raisins already stuck on there, that snack is easy and ready to go and convenient and is far more likely to get eaten than the celery itself and the peanut butter in a jar that are both present but not already ready to go. Same thing with cutting up apples. Obviously, you don't want to cut apples up too far ahead of time because they're going to go brown.
Yeah.
Right, and then they're not very appealing. But if you cut them up in the morning and sprinkle them with cinnamon and put them in an airtight container, they won't really change much throughout the day, and they're pretty quick to cut up. So the cinnamon just makes it a little bit more appealing. You could also have peanut butter with them or anything like that. There's also Nutella. A lot of people go to Nutella as a snack option. And while that's not bad, there's no bad foods, it has far more added sugar than a lot of our other things. So I'd rather kids eat apples or bananas with Nutella than not have them at all. But if we can just do peanut butter, ideally natural peanut butter, that's best. Another fun thing that you can do if you're getting things like watermelon, cantaloupe, kiwi, mango, anything like that that we need to kind of cut up before we eat it, if you cut it into little cubes, it's now also become an activity. So kids can take some of those different little cubes and they can build with it while they're having a snack. And the more engaged kids are with their food and the more appealing it is from a color and activity standpoint, again, the more likely they are to try some of those things and to eat them. So they can build little boxes, little houses. It's almost Minecrafty if your kids are into that kind of stuff. Or Legos, only they're not quite going to fit together unless you're very ambitious in cutting them out.
Not that ambitious.
People are not, no. Even doing cookie cutters for some of the bigger fruits can make it kind of a fun design, little hearts or little animals or anything like that. Even with berries, if you've got blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, anything like that, washing them ahead of time, or at least some of them ahead of time, so there's always some ready to go. Same thing with grapes if you've got those in the house. Again, the more ready they are, the more likely they are to get eaten. And it's okay to have, you know, if you have berries, it's okay to have a little ice cream with that or a little whipped cream or something that makes it a little bit more exciting. But berries themselves are a great snack.
Your mother, my wife, has grapes around a lot.
Yes.
And a little baggie of cut up strawberries.
Yep.
And things like that.
She's very good about getting all of that stuff ready to go.
That's always laying out there when we're having dinner or supper. There's always that.
Exactly.
Or a bowl with cut up cantaloupe or something like that in it.
And my 2-year-old is a fridge explorer, and she makes sure that those strawberries that are cut up or any of those little things are right there at the front, because then they go for that instead of having to open the cupboard and search for the jelly beans.
He's looking in the refrigerator quite often.
Oh, he's in there all day.
Yep, looking in there, checking it out.
Pickles are the other big one for him, and that can be a great option for a snack, too. Even unpickled cucumbers, regular cucumbers, jicama, like we talked about last week, cherry tomatoes, having those things washed, peeled, cut, ready to go. Even having them with some little skewers or toothpicks, because, again, if it's an interactive snack, they're more likely to go for it. So if they can make their own little, build their own mini tower on a skewer with veggies and maybe some little cut up salami or cheese or something like that, that can be a great way to incorporate some nutrition as well. Adding dips with that, like nut butters, seed butters, nut like peanut butter, sun butter, almond butter, cashew butter, anything like that. We've talked about hummus and guacamole in the past. Even simple recipes that we've talked about before, too, like the dessert hummus, doing a chocolate hummus to have with some of that fruit, or a homemade ranch with Greek yogurt. Portioned trail mixes can be a great option, too. If you leave the whole container of trail mix or Chex mix or something like that out, the whole container is going to get eaten. If we pre-portion it and just leave a few bags out.
I pick out the M&Ms myself.
Yep, you're not alone. Oh. You're not alone. But some of those, even having popcorn on hand, the nuts and seeds themselves, anything like that can be easy. And then the other thing is thinking about beverages. So keeping a large pitcher of water that has cucumber and mint in it, strawberries and lemon, raspberries and ginger, and encouraging water over those sugar-sweetened beverages can be a good way to stay hydrated. Avoid all of that added sugar, because most of us get plenty of it, and just get a little bit more nutrition in our day.
All right. Well, a lot of great advice there, as always, Amber.
Thank you.
What are you eating tomatoes yet?
I do eat tomatoes, mostly with like balsamic and basil.
When you were growing up, you'd always pick all the tomatoes out of everything.
And now my 4-year-old does it, so karma.
So just checking on that.
Yes.
All right. Well, if anybody has any questions for you, how do they find you?
Well, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. On Facebook at imunutrition. You can call up to the clinic here in Madison if you want to see me up there, or you can call here to Q92, and you guys can always connect me with anyone.
That's right, and if they friend you on Facebook, whatever, they'll get a lot of good articles and things that you post quite regularly on there, so a lot of good information there, too.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Well, Amber, great talking to you again on another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, and we will taco again next Tuesday afternoon. You have a great week.
You too. Thank you.